Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and you are in the right place if you want to learn about how to constantly evolve and be open to failing forward. We all know that in failing forward, we are getting that much closer to the success we're after because we now know what not to do the next time. So today I want to talk to you about something important. I want to share with you some of my tips for overcoming or removing those toxic people from your life so that you can do better business, you can climb the corporate ladder in the right way, and you could just be an all-around awesome person in your community. The truth is, people will spend your time faster than they will spend your money. Holla if you hear me. I have found this to be true. And I just want you to know that over the years, I have been triggered by toxic people. And I want to define toxic people here because what I'm talking about is really people who take you off your game, people who knock you off balance and constantly distract you from doing the things that you want to do, or they put you in a headspace that makes you doubt yourself and prevents you from getting where it is you're trying to go. So listen, I've got tons of experience with this. And in this video, I want to share with you three areas of distraction that I know is probably happening in your life. These toxic people, they're not necessarily bad people, but they're toxic to what it is you're trying to do. They're preventing you from getting where it is you want to go. So I've got three areas where you're being distracted. And then also I'm going to share with you my tips to overcome these distractions so that you don't have to deal with, it's not necessarily about the toxic person anymore, but it's about how you're teaching people how to treat you so that you can minimize the distractions in the first place. So let's get to these three areas really quickly. Now, if you're watching this on the video on YouTube, please make sure that you hit the subscribe button and click the notification bell so you never miss an episode. I upload videos. I'm giving myself a challenge to do 3 videos a week. So, I mean, some good stuff is coming down the pipeline and we're getting close to Christmas. So you already know my 12 days of reindeer games is coming up. So make sure you are subscribed so you know when that hits. Also, one of the things that I want you to look at is the playlists on my channel. I've got some really good playlists. Make sure that you're hitting those up as well. I'll leave some in the description that are my favorite. Now, let's get to these three distractions, these three areas where distractions are happening. Number one, your effort. You are being distracted, therefore you are not able to put forth that 10x effort that is required for you to get where it is you're trying to go. Yes, you can do things, you can put forth effort, you might be a little productive in things, but you know, and I know that if people would leave you alone, you would be able to 10x your efforts. If you could stop being distracted, you would be able to step up your game and really do what you know you need to do in order to get where it is you're trying to go. So effort here, what happens a lot of times is people want to favor. If you're listening, I'm doing air quotes. They want favors. They want to pick your brain. They want to bend your ear. They want you to come look at their stuff and see if they're doing it right. They want you to participate in their event or come and support them in whatever it is they're trying to do. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it can be a distracting thing if it's taking you away from you putting forth the amount of effort that you need to put forth in order for you to get where you are trying to go. You have to have a plan for it. You have to have a way to overcome that, those distractions. Another thing that could be distracting you is your efforts is that you're putting your efforts in the wrong place. This happened to me recently. I have been a productive person my entire life. I love a good checklist. I love to be able to cross something off or give it a check. It just satisfies me. However, when this becomes the distraction is when my efforts are misplaced. And that has happened to me. I was putting forth so much effort to get my Instagram right, to get my TikTok right, to get my LinkedIn done, to get my Facebook right, to get my YouTube right, to get my podcast right. And I really sat back recently this year when I got a government contract and I looked at where I really wanted to go with my business and if the effort that I was being really good at being productive at, if that was the right effort, A, and if the efforts that were right, if I was putting enough effort towards that, or if I was allowing some of these things that weren't as important to distract me from doing the real work. So effort here could be that you're bossing in what I call the wrong stage, bossing in the wrong stage, because you are not truly sure who your audience is, or, which is my case, you're trying to serve an audience, even though that audience is not quite ready for you. And that's where I found myself for years when I started my business. I now recognize that
What I offer is really for people who have established businesses and they are ready to scale their business with authentic marketing and leadership practices because they know now that it's time for them to stop working in their business and work on their business. So they're ready to delegate tasks, but there need to be systems and processes in place. There needs to be a culture built and developed within their business. That's where I thrive, is helping people identify how to put the BU in their business. And so I realized that I was bossing in the wrong stage and I had to do something about it. So you're in luck because I actually created a quiz called The Stages of Entrepreneurship, and it is a great opportunity for you to find out where you really should be placing your effort as it relates to your client base. Are you talking to the right people? And if not, who should you be talking to? And I believe this quiz goes a long way in helping you to identify that. So make sure that you grab that in the description below or the show notes, whether you're listening to this or you're watching this on YouTube. I will make sure that I place it down there for you. Take my Stages of Entrepreneurship quiz. It's absolutely free. Determine if you're bossing in the right stage and then who you should actually be talking to. That's a great tool for you to use. Now, the next area that I think you are being distracted is with your time. Sis, how many times have you been in an unnecessary or unproductive meeting? I know I've had my fair share. This happens when people are not prepared for the meeting. They don't have an itinerary. They don't know what they want to discuss. They allow people to get off track and they're saying things that have nothing to do with the topic at hand. And you're looking at your clock thinking you could be doing something else. This is an area of distraction. I recognize that sometimes you have to be in the meeting. Maybe there are things that are important in the meeting, but you have to get yourself together and make sure that if it's a friend and she just wants to pick your brain, if it's a coworker and they just want to go to work, I mean, go to lunch, or maybe it's another entrepreneur and they have an event and you want to support them, you have to really be very strategic in how you do that, or else that time is gone. You can't get it back. And it has become a distraction and preventing you from getting where it is you need to go with your time. Maybe it is a doctor's appointment that you have and you just threw it on your calendar anywhere with no regard for the fact that there is a meeting that you need to be, in attendance with, or maybe you double booked certain things. This is a distraction and it is preventing you from getting where it is you're trying to go and get the success that you want to get. And then lastly, this last area of distraction that I want to talk about, this isn't the last area of distraction, but these are the three that I want to share today. I want to highlight today, and that is your mindset. Now, here is where those toxic people will come in and they are naysayers. They're not believing that you can do what it is you say you want to do, or they're trying to talk you out of it. It plays with your mind. Maybe it's competitive people. They're constantly trying to one-up you. Whenever you do something, they've got to do something else. Or whenever you say A, they've got to say B because they think B is better. Those people can be draining, and that will play a game with your mindset. Also, liars. This is a big one. I think I talk to people about, every dollar is not a good dollar to pick up because sometimes people are going to lie and say they want to work with you. They're going to lie and say that they can, get certain results. They can do certain things. And then you find yourself in a lurch because they couldn't. It plays with your mind. It makes you not trust people. It makes you not want to get the help and ask for help when you need it. So these are areas of distraction that I want you to really recognize when they come up and have a game plan to overcome them. But I actually have some tips to help you with that. And so I'm going to share three tips that I believe are going to help you with these three distractions. And I want you to implement them. And again, if you like this content, then leave me a comment and tell me if some of these things are tracking with what you've had to deal with in recent past. So some tips to overcome these distractions are, number one, set the scene for your productivity. You have to get to a point in your day where you know what your environment needs to look like in order for you to be productive. For me, I know I don't like a fast start to my day. I am much more productive when I have a slow start to my day. You heard me talk about this before. When I get up in the morning, I turn on my Good Morning America. I do enjoy me some George Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts. And I get up, I get my cup of coffee, I get back in the bed, I slowly relax, watch Good Morning America, and I call my best friend Shelby. We have a good little kiki first thing in the morning. It doesn't last very long. Then I get up and I get my day started. I love that. That's how I set myself up for productivity. The night before, I have in my notions what I need to do in terms of tasks. So I know when I go sit down at my desk, I can pull up exactly what I need to do. Sometimes I'm struck with an idea in the middle of the night. So I put that in notions for me to look at when I wake up the next morning. So I'm setting myself up. I'm setting the scene for my productivity. I suggest that if you want to overcome some of these toxic people that are preventing you from putting forth the right amount of effort, that are stealing your time or are doing wreaking havoc on your mindset, I suggest that you set yourself up for a productive day and make sure that you have done it in a way that is in alignment with who you are and what you know you need to do and be your best. The next thing, I talk about this inside Project CEO, and if you are not a member of Project CEO or you want to join the membership for Project CEO, then I think it's a good idea. We'll make sure that that's linked down below, but that is my program where I am really helping you put the BU in your business, life, career, life and or career, because so many people talk about being authentic and being yourself in your environment, but they don't really show you how. And with social media and with comparison and paralysis by analysis, it's so easy for you to feel like you're underwater and you're drowning because you aren't able to really do what you know you need to do because you feel like it has to be done somebody else's way. My program really helps you lead yourself first so that you can give out of overflow and everything else that you're doing. It is so applicable to your ability to attract the right people, engage with those people, and convert them in the way that you want them to be converted. This is true across the board, life, career, and or business. So I talk about also in this program how to create a zero balance calendar. And I believe this next tip to overcome these distractions is to do just that. Create a zero balanced calendar. Andrea, what is a zero balance calendar? Well, what it does is it allows you to spend all of your time on your calendar every day. And I have a video where I talk about the six types of time that I think you should have on your calendar. I will link that below so that you do not miss that. I think it's a great video to watch so that you can create space in your calendar for everything that you need to do. And you're not like double booking. You're not saying yes when you should say no, you know, things of that nature. Creating and practicing a zero balance calendar strategy is going to help you very much overcome some of those distractions. It also helps you to become the master of your time and not be a slave to someone else's. I can't say that enough. It helps you become the master of your own time and not a slave to someone else's time. I mean, you know what it feels like for you to be somewhere and you're looking at your clock and you're like, oh my God, when is this going to be over? I've got so much to do. Or, you know, oh, I wish I wouldn't have said yes to this thing. Or, oh, I wish I wouldn't have ridden with this person because I'm ready to go and I want to get in my car and go home. People will spend your time faster than they will spend your money. And the last tip that I want to share with you to overcome these distractions that I talked about earlier is to set and uphold boundaries. Inside Project CEO and the Project CEO membership, one of the biggest things we talk about is teaching people how to treat you. If you don't know what you need to thrive, if you've not done that work, which is what we do in Project CEO, in addition to that, we are going to teach you how to create a personal brand that garners the respect, the reputation, helps you build the relationships and the rapport that you need to get the referrals you want, then if you've not gotten into the program, then you need to get into the program because it teaches you how to understand what you need to do and be your best so that you can teach that to other people, so that you can leverage it to get the things that you want, and so that you can set the right expectations and create the right boundaries and uphold them in a way that's going to help you be successful. So number one, teaching people how to treat you. You want to establish a threshold, a criteria in which people have to meet in order to get your time, in order to have your attention. Again, when you create that zero balance calendar, you're going to know where your pockets of time are and what you have time for and what you don't have time for. So that's going to make it very easy for you to say no when you need to say no and yes when you need to say yes. But it also, in establishing what you need to do and be your best, it helps you to create that criteria in which people have to meet in order to have your undivided attention. And if they can't have your undivided attention because you're teaching them how to treat you, you have explained to them why. You've given them reason. You've shown them what they need to do, the times that they can approach you. You've taught that lesson to them. And now they are able to manage their expectations a little bit better because you've set and are upholding your boundaries. You have taught people how to treat you. And now everyone's expectations are managed. Also, setting boundaries are going to help protect your productivity environment that you set earlier when you set the scene. When you set the appropriate boundaries, those pockets of time, those types of time that you put on your calendar are now protected because you've set the appropriate boundaries with people. You taught them how to treat you, and now you can, and you have the criteria that they have to meet in order to have your attention. Now, if you are tired of these toxic people, and again, these are not bad people, these are just people who are toxic to what you are trying to do, the success that you are trying to gain, the goal you are trying to achieve. These people who are constantly keeping you from putting forth the right amount of effort, the people who are spending your time faster than they spend your money, or the people who are taking you out of your mindset of productivity and abundance, and they're trying to pull you back into the negativity and the mindset of scarcity because they're naysayers, they're competing with you, or they're lying to you. If you're tired of that, if you're tired of them sabotaging your success, then I think this next video is going to be helpful for you. Go ahead and watch it. I'm talking to you about how to stop second guessing yourself and create systems that I think will work for you. I want you to do that instead of allowing these toxic people in your life. Structure is the foundation of your dreams, okay? In order for you to achieve what it is you want to achieve, you first have to be able to lead yourself. Then when you lead yourself, you know what you need to fill your cup. You can consistently have your cup filled and give out of the overflow. Again, over here on this podcast, we are constantly evolving and being open to failing forward. That means constantly evolving is constantly understanding what you need to do and be your best and enforcing that with other people, maintaining the criteria in which they have to reach in order to get your attention, all of those things, and then being willing to fail. Sometimes it's not going to work, and know what you need to do differently to try to get closer to your success. So structure is the foundation that holds up your dreams. So in case you're being challenged with toxic people who can't make a decision to convert, maybe these toxic people are stealing your time and they're making it difficult for you to 10x your efforts in order for you to get what you want, I want you to consider taking my quiz, The Stages of Entrepreneurship, because I think it's going to help you make sure that at least you're bossing in the right stage, okay? But then also, I want you to make sure that whatever effort you're putting forth is not being used up or done in vain, okay? So don't second guess yourself. Watch this next video and learn what I mean by that. And I'll see you next week in the next podcast video. Again, if you have not, go ahead, subscribe to my channel. I am on a quest to get to 1,000 subscribers by the end of the year and get this channel monetized. And I know I can do that with your help. And then also give this video a big thumbs up and let me know what your thoughts are on toxic people, not bad people, but you know what I mean. How are people sabotaging your efforts, your time, and your mindset? I want to know that in the comments below. And again, take a watch of what I do to stop second guessing myself in this next video. All right. Bye, guys.
That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them. And I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms. So if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.